Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shane Reinwald is joining us from the National Toy Hall of Fame at the Strong Museum in Rochester. The annual buzz is back over which toys will make it into the Toy Hall of Fame this year. Shane, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, I'm excited to talk about the list of nominees. How many nominees came out yesterday?
So we have 12 finalists that we announced, and that came from 55,000 public nominations that we received in the last year of 900 different toys, which was the most nominations that we've ever received. So quite the task to narrow that down to 12.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. 900 different, 55,000 nominations, 900 different toys. Can you give me an example of something that was nominated, might have even had a little support, that you guys just looked at and said, no, that's not a Toy Hall of Fame, or something crazy off the wall?
So something that actually was a finalist before but just didn't quite make the cut this year. There was a lot of fanfare and some public support around Pet Toy Trucks, so that was a big one.
We were talking about that earlier,
getting a little bit of fanfare in our room as well.
Yeah, and certainly as we head into the holidays, I know that's one that everybody has memories about. So sometimes there are a lot of tough choices that have to be made. I know the committee that reviews the nominations, that looks through that massive spreadsheet and kind of looks at the criteria for nomination, that they go back and forth for quite a while on that, trying to get it to a set 12.
So take me inside that. We're talking about Hess Toy Trucks. You said it was nominated. Lots of great fond memories of getting that underneath the Christmas tree that spans generations. And, you know, even despite that, it doesn't quite crack the list. And instead, the committee goes with sand. What's going on?
So sand, we know, is going to be one that will get people talking, cause some debate. But in our mind, that's a good thing, because we think broadly about what is a toy, what is a plaything. Sand is probably the oldest vehicle for play, whether it's playing with sand on the beach, having a sandbox, carrying around a bucket full of sand with a little shovel in it. There's certainly different types of kinetic sand and things that they're making now. So when we think of sand broadly sort of as a medium, it is the perfect medium for play. But we know that, newsroom sounds like yours, there are going to be some debates, and that people sitting around the kitchen table this morning are going to have that conversation too. And at the end of the day, if people are talking about play, why is play important, and really what makes a good play thing, then that's a good conversation to be having.
All right, so sand reminds me of the stick. Wasn't that up for consideration one year?
2008, yeah.
Did it make it in?
It did make it in. So the stick, the cardboard box, and the blanket are three that come to mind that are sort of in that broader toy of the imagination category. Your non-traditional toys, you're not going to go to the toy store or go on Amazon to order these. They oftentimes, like the stick, just exist in nature, but you pick it up, and with a little imagination, a little bit of ingenuity, it becomes myriad different things. And again, it's a perfect vector for play.
Oh, that the stick, there's not too many things that are able to go in the Toy Hall of Fame, and then if there was also like a History of Weapons Hall of Fame, the stick, right? I mean, that's going to go in both.
Yeah.
Versatility.
I do remember, in my childhood having the occasional sword fight with a stick and getting admonished by the parents for doing so.
All right, now there's also Cabbage Patch Kids And the corn popper, I mean, those are both, they've been around for decades, right? It's hard to believe that they're not already in.
Kids were massive in the 1980s, but they're one of those toys that is sort of making a resurgence. And that's one of the main criteria for the toy haul is longevity. So these aren't things that were just the holiday sensation one year. They weren't just the flash in the pan, but they're something that kids today play with, their parents probably played with, and in some cases it goes back even many generations before that. But there's definitely staying power.
And is there a balance you try and strike between toys, you know, games, video games, and, you know, as you mentioned, playthings, things like that?
Yeah, so with the 12 finalists, there is a little bit of that, trying to show the broad scope of play. So it's not 12 board games or 12 sort of active outdoor play games. So that there's a little bit of blend of all of those. So you have some imaginative toys, you have some non-traditional toys, certainly some of the big hits like the Cabbage Patch Kids that we talked about earlier, some active play.
Shane, when will the finalists, you know, be announced, the ones that make it? I think how many of the 12, how many are going to be in? And
so it'll be three of the 12 that make it. So these 12 now go out. We have a national selection advisory committee that's made up of educators, child psychologists, people that would know play and the sort of the cultural importance of it and the benefits for children. And they are the ones that vote and narrow that down. So it is out of the museum's hands at this point and in the hands of these good folks. And on November 4th, we will know who those three are that they've chosen.
Does the public get any weight here?
So they do. So we have, for the next week through the 22nd of September, a public voting at toyhallofame.org. And the top three that the public vote for, they will get input as one ballot. So there are 24 people on the selection committee. And then the 25th ballot will be the public one. So they will have a pretty weighted vote on the committee.
All right. And then for people who don't know, where can they see all of this? The Toy Hall of Fame, the Strong Museum, and everything. I was there over the summer with my son, and I think we both liked it an equal amount.
Oh, fantastic. Yep, so we'll host the ceremony at the Strong Museum in Rochester for more details on the finalists and if you want to nominate for next year. I know people are already starting to think about that. Toyhallofame.org is where you can do all of that.
Shane, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Shane Reinwald with the National Toy Hall of Fame in Rochester.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.